Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm calling for a reference of the purchase on the 6th of November. You want me to give you the reference number?
Let's start with your zip code, please. May we have that?
What's that?
May we have your zip code, please?
My zip code?
Yes.
My zip code is 11692.
11692?
Yes.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please.
My first name is Joseph, and my last name is Charway, Charway.
You say Charway, Craig?
Mm-hmm. This is Ravishing Garden, right?
No, this is not Robinson.
This is not Ravishing Garden Solution?
Oh, you said Robinson Garden. That's what you said.
Yeah, Ravishing Garden.
Okay.
Is that it?
No. Well, we need to pull up your account here. I haven't found you yet. So you say Joseph is your first name. Is that correct? J-O?
Yeah. Yes, because somebody is using my card to do purchasing. I live in New York. I see this purchasing in Texas. So I want to know who is using the card in making purchases.
Okay, so what we can do is say, Joseph, spell your last name one more time.
Charway.
Charwa?
A-Y. The last purchase was made, November 6th. You want me to give you the reference number?
One moment, please. Here, we are exhausting all the measures.
Okay.
One more second here. Okay, Mr. Charway, thank you so much for your patience. We're happy to inform you that we were able to locate your account.
Huh?
Yes, sir, we were able to locate your account. Would you please verify your shipping and or home address?
Like I said, someone is using my credit card, and I find in my bill, the number, this is not the first purchase. The person have made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 purchases. 5 purchases on this account. And all is in Texas. So I want to know the person who bought this. I have a reference number. You want the reference number so you can find out?
Well, I have the account here in front of me, Mr. Charway.
You found the account?
Yes,
did you
sir.
Find the account?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So where was there any shipment?
According to our system here, on October 19th, 2022, at 7:24 a.m., someone elected to go for it with Vigorasm ME gummies. These gummies were actually $6.49. And they also received some Vigorasm Testo gummies as well for $7.48.
Yes, I see $7.48 on 10/19.
Yes, that sound familiar?
Okay. Okay. Because the person is using my card.
Okay.
Now I see on my credit report, because every time I owe something, and now I check my bill, and I see all this Ravaging Garden, all being charged, which I don't live in Texas. I live in New York.
And that we understand. What we inform you is that so the charges that we just stated, are those valid charges?
They're not valid. It's a stolen card. Stolen card number.
All right. Yes, sir. So being that you're stating that these transactions are fraudulent, then we have to get you over to the fraud department. So just bear with us patiently as we get you over to them, okay?
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Yeah, somebody stole this card, my card number. Robbie, I did a purchase somewhere. Someone took the number and shop in Texas today. All in Texas. Anytime I put money in, the money is gone. I get a zero balance. Every time, not knowing somebody is using the card. Yeah. I'm Albert. I spend money. From there on, everything is Texas. Look at that. Everything is Texas. They stole my card number. And I want them to investigate and report to that person. Someone send it to the bank in the credit union. This is my credit union card. And I'm quite sure that person don't have nothing done with the credit union. This is New York credit union. I'm going to call the bank this morning.
We're still with you, Mr. Charlie. Thank you for your patience.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to curse that spot. Yeah, every time my balance is the same, it never changed. And I have auto pay. So when I pay, somebody's spending. I pay, somebody's spending. I want the person's address and everything. The police can go and get them.
All right, Mr. Charlie, we're going to get you right over to the fraud department. Thank you so much for your patience.
No good. Thanks.
You're welcome.